Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, song goes like this.
For calling in to listen to Interceding is What I Do. I am Pastor Priscilla McCray of International Prayer Center. I would love to take the time out to say thank you for calling in. Thank you for allowing us to come into your home to minister to you, to pray for you. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to break the bread of life with you. We thank each and every one of you callers. We thank you for your ongoing support. We thank you for the support of the ministry. We thank you, amen, for finding it not robbery to just step in the gap for us. We just want to continue to thank you, continue to bless you, continue to pray for you, amen. We want to have you continue to have us lifted, continue to have the ministry before God at all times, continue to put our strength in the Lord that we will continue to do the things that God would have us do, amen? And we would just like to take a moment to recognize the leaders in International Prayer Center. We just would like to thank God for our overseer, Apostle Clarence Rush, out of Georgia, amen? We also would like to take the time to bless our co-pastor Pamela Freeman, our deacon, which is Deacon McCray and Deacon King, amen. We thank God for the mother of our ministry, which is Patricia Brown. We thank God for her. We thank God for our very own treasurer, Brother Sean Shipp. We thank God for each and every one of you. Count it, find it not strange that God is putting all of us together to do God's business. And I just want to also extend an open arm to all the ministries in our area, far and nearby, that we come together and start doing God's business, that we come together and start helping building up the communities, help supporting, amen, different ministries and those that are up and coming, because the word stated that we are to go ye therefore and teach all nations. So if there's something that I'm missing, amen, and there's something that you desire to share with me to build me up in my most holiest faith, please feel free, my brothers and my sisters. We all need encouraging things in the word, amen. We need to be uplifted. We need to be supportive. We need to be helpers in our Father's kingdom, amen. And we just want to extend that, amen, to be able to know that one day Pastor McCray will be walking through our doors and she will be, amen, just sitting in the midst to be fed the word of God. So find it not robbery to come out and join us, amen. We thank God that he's blessed us with the building, amen. He's blessed us with the people. He's blessed us with the hands that are willing to help the community. And that's what it's all about, for all of the ministries to come together and do what God would have us to do. Amen. So as we go ahead and open up this program, we would like to have our very own co-pastor Pamela Freeman open us up with prayer. We would just like to take the time and tell her thank you for always being a willing vessel and always exceeding for God's people and always standing in the gap and being the clock on the wall. Prophetess, if you will, please take us into the throne room of grace.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless each and every one of the listeners. We thank God for each and every one of you for supporting the ministry. And we would like to go into the throne of grace for each and every one of you. So continue to pray for us. Most gracious and loving Father, We come before your throne today, Lord God, giving you thanks, Lord God, for who you are, being Lord of our lives, being the Alpha and the Omega, our beginning and our end. Without you, Lord God, we are nothing. Father, we come before you repenting of every sin, anything that we may have said or done that was not pleasing in your sight. Father, we repent now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you now to continue to look upon International Prayer Center. Continue to look upon our beloved pastor, Pastor Priscilla McCray, and our apostle, Apostle C.J. Rush. Father, we thank you now, Lord God, for this word that you have prepared for us to feast upon on this day, Lord God. Father, we thank you now, Lord God. Let it hold fast unto our hearts, Lord God, that we may get revelation knowledge according to your word, God, according to those things that you would have us to do, Lord God, as believers, Lord God. Lord God, not wavering in our faith, Lord God, but building us up, encouraging us, Lord God, to go close, to draw closer unto you, Father. Lord God, let the anointing, Lord God, go over the airwaves, Lord God, to reach each and every caller that finding out robbery to listen on this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give them ears to hear, Lord God. Let them be hearers and also doers of thine holy word. And Father, we thank you now, Lord God. Continue to lead and guide us, Lord God. Continue to be a lamp at our feet and a light at our path, Lord God, that we should not draw away from you, Lord God, but we draw closer unto you, Father. Yes, and Father, yes, continue to keep a hedge of protection all around us, Lord God, that we may have that one moment that we contemplate a closer walk with you. Purpose to be manifested in our lives, Lord God, through this word that we are about to receive, Father. And Father, we thank you now. Father, we'll be so careful to give you praise, all the honor and all the glory, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord of God.
Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And just so you callers know, amen, we're going to keep these lines open. Amen. If you have any comments that you would just like to step in, please feel free, callers. Just let us know that you're there. Let us know that you're listening. Amen. Also, we would just like to extend our prayer chambers to you. If you have a prayer request and you don't feel comfortable with sharing it over the airwaves, amen, always feel free to go into our website and join us on our prayer chamber. Type in your prayers and just know that there is someone over your prayers at all times. So feel free to call in and let us know that you're there, and let us know that you're hearing us, and let us stand in the gap for you. Amen. That website is www.intprayer.com. www.intprayer.com. Let us know that you're there. Stop by our guest book. Send us some words of encouragement. Amen. And as we continue with God's word on this evening, we will be coming to you from Luke 18:35-43. Again, that is Luke 18:35-43. And as you prepare yourself for this word, and as you get yourself equipped, amen, to hear what thus says the Lord, we would just like to keep you encouraged in the Lord. Get yourself a good based Bible study church. Feast on God's word. Feast in his word. Know that God is real. Know that he is our true existence. Know that he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the designed creator of our lives. Amen. He is our instructor. He is the one that guides us to and fro. He is the one that sets our purpose in life. Amen. Continue to have yourself equipped in the word. My Lord. And the word of God reads, my Lord, As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked, "What was happening?" And they told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted even more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has been healed." Immediately, he received his sight and found Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. And I want to ask you on this evening, if I can, was there ever a time that you were blind, but now you see? If there's ever been a time in your life, yes, Lord, if there has ever been a time in your life that you were blinded to the things that were around you, but then God allowed some things to manifest and you got to the point where you were able to see between the lines, was there ever a time? In such a time as this, where we are in the 11th hour, where the things are winding down and we're getting closer to the end, you can always say that you've been able to see some things. God has allowed some things to happen in your life, and as soon as you were delivered from those circumstances, you pretended that you were still blind. He allowed the blinders to be lifted off of you, yet and still you still walk around as if you have the blinders on. There have been some things going on in your own home, amen, where you were blind, but then now you're able to see. God has been delivering you from some circumstances, but you continue to walk around with your blinders on. Now, see, beggars are often would wait along the side of the road near the city because this is where they could be contacted. If you ride along I-95, amen, and you begin to exit off of exits, you continue to see the people along the side of the road, and they hold up the signs, "We'll work for food," or "I will work for money," or "I will come and work for you for a day's pay. Would you just feed me?" Along the side of the road, we still see the beggars. Amen? Come on now. I need to know I'm not by myself.
Amen.
Usually disabled in some type of way, you would see the beggars in wheelchairs. You would see them in crutches. You would see them, amen, limping. You would see some type of deformity coming on. But sometimes I need you to understand that you would not always see the illness that goes on the inside. Sometimes beggars could be just in perfect peace, in perfect harmony, but yet they are instilled in need of something. Come on now. We are begging. It does not necessarily mean that we're begging for money. Maybe we're begging to be saved.
My Lord.
My
Amen.
Jesus. medically speaking, amen, I can say this because there are some infirmities within the flesh. Come on now. But my spirit is made whole. So I can understand there was a time where I would be begging the doctors for relief. I would be begging my Father to deliver me from the pain, from the anguish, from the depression, from the sickness, from all of the things that are not like God. I was begging him to deliver me from these things. So I need you to understand, to be a beggar does not always mean that you're on the side of the road. It does not always mean that you're destitute. It does not always mean that you have a visible handicap going on. But see, when God has shown you some things and you're being delivered from them, these things, amen, you need to understand that that doesn't mean that you are able to see the manifestations of God. You have to be in a place to be able to see what God is doing in your life. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to open up all of the airways at this time because I want God's people to be heard. And God bless you, caller. I do know that that is you, Pastor Lewis. God bless you, woman of God, and co-pastor Freeman.
Greetings, my sister.
Yes.
How are you this evening? Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. We are fit for the kingdom this evening, amen. The devil is always defeated.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Most definitely.
Amen.
He is.
Yes,
and he's
he
under
is.
Our feet. Yes,
thank
he
you,
is.
Lord.
Amen.
Now, as we continue with our text, amen, we were noticing that this beggar was on the side of the road. But Pastor, what I was trying to let the people know that we don't always have to be on the side of the road to be a beggar. Amen. This is the time
right.
for God's people to cry out to God. This is the time for God's people to beg him for some release. Amen. To beg him to come into our house. Amen. And beg him to dwell within our vessels. It's time for us to allow Christ, just like he did when he went back to the temple and cleaned out some things. It's time for us to allow Christ to come in and dwell and sit a spell and sat with us on the inside. Amen. It's time for us to be beggars of this thing. It's time for us to beg and want and desire more of him. Amen. It's time for us to beg the pastors and the evangelists to sit with us and break bread with us. Come on, I'm helping out somebody. It's time for us to becoming beggars of this word. Amen. It's like I asked, amen, was there ever a time that you were blind, but now you see?
My Lord. Jesus.
Amen. This nigga was sitting on the side of the road, and he knew and he heard of this Messiah. He knew of these miraculous things that the Messiah was doing. He knew of this particular man, but he could not see him. Come on, somebody knows of this Savior. Somebody knows of this precious Lamb. Somebody knows of the gifts that this man possesses, but they still cannot see him. But because of your faith, because of your desire to walk with him, because of your stand fast in him, come on now, we know that he is still there because we have faith as great and as large as the mustard seed. Come on now, we're able to believe that God is able to deliver us through our circumstances.
Amen. Lord.
The devil thought he had me, but he is defeated. Amen. I remember earlier today, I said, you know, there's something going on the inside of the flesh. But how many of you know that we are not to operate in the flesh? We are to operate in the spirit. He said that you will know me, amen, by the spirit. Amen. You will know them by the fruit that they possess. So right now, it's time for us to take a stand and a stand fast, no matter how we're feeling, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we feel like, it's time for us to press on. Come on now. We need to be like that beggar that was on the side of the road, that when we know that the Messiah is somewhere near, it's time for us to cry out to him and tell him the desires. Amen. It's time for us to cry out and tell him what we need of him. It's time for us to cry out and show the people faithful, amen, but God is still God and he still rules and reigns.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Some of us, amen, are still blind, but we can't see. God has delivered us through some circumstances. We are praying, amen, and we are crying out to him, amen, but then we don't truly believe that he's able to do it.
My Lord.
We don't believe that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know why we don't believe it? It's because we're still blind.
Mm-hmm.
He's shown us who he is. He's directed our path. He's been the light in our pathway, amen? He's done all of these things, amen, to pull us through, but we still have our blinders on. Don't you know that when you are in a parade or you're sitting by and you're watching a parade and the horses are going by, in order to keep the horses' attention on what's in front of them, they have to put blinders on, amen? Sometimes you need to take these blinders off and be able to see everything that God is doing around you. Because if you just look forward sometimes, and if you don't look to the side, you might get sideswiped because the enemy is on your back. Because you're still blind and you can't see.
What is that?
Going on in the streets. They wanted the man to keep quiet. They wanted to put a muzzle on him. But how many of you know that when you cry out to God, he will hear you? When he heard the man of God, amen, when he heard that beggar sitting on the wayside, he said, bring him to me. Come forth. Bring him to me, amen. And when he brought him to him, when they brought him to him, they went ahead and let him know. Because of your faith, amen, if you just want to be on the line with us, just lift your hands and I will chime you in. Because of your steadfast, because of your understanding, because of your faith, because of your faith, I am bringing you. Because of your faith, you are healed. Because of your faith, you will be delivered from your circumstances. Because of your faith in Christ and knowing that he's able to do it, he will do just that for you. But I'm going to serve you. Notice you have to make sure that your life is in line with God. There will be a couple of times that while you're still in this earthly vessel and you're still doing these worldly things, God is going to show up and he's going to show you that he's still God and that he's still there. But once he has manifested these things to you, it's up to you. He doesn't pressure you. He doesn't force himself on you. It's up to you to open up yourself and have God come in and dwell within your heart. I remember reading a post where Brother Shipp stated that whatever it is in a person's heart, amen, that's who they are. So if you got God in your heart, it will be evident in your life. Amen?
My Lord.
It's time for us to get off the sidelines and stop begging God, amen? It's time for us to be a doer because we've asked so much of him, but we're not doing anything in return. We're not, I mean, when you go on a job, there's a 9-to-5, and when you first get that job, you're desiring to do everything there is to keep that job and to show yourself approved on that job. But when you're going into the church home or when you're sitting up under your leadership, you're not doing as much as you can do for the body of Christ.
Amen.
You're only doing just enough that your heart would allow you to do. Just enough. But when you're on that job, in order to keep that job, you're doing everything possible.
My Lord.
Why is it, saints, that we continue to ask these things of our Father, but yet we do nothing in return?
Wow.
We do nothing in return. You know what? My head's hurting. I'm not going to be able to call Blog Talk tonight. You know what? My body hurts. I'm just going to rest. I'm not going to call the prayer line. You know what? I'm going to have a birthday party today. I'm not going to church. It's all about my family. Come on, somebody. The Bible says that we are to assemble ourselves. Assemble. Now, I'm not stating that your home is not your first ministry, because it is. But we're taking our own personal life, and we're putting it before God's work. That's not fair to him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every person under the sound of my voice has experienced where God has opened up a window and poured you out a blessing. Yet and still, we find ourselves not dedicating ourselves to the ministry, not dedicating ourselves to the community, not helping building one another up. I can't tell you, Pastor Lewis, everything that I know, because I don't need you to get bigger than me. Come on now. There's a problem going on in the body of Christ. My Lord. I go over and beyond. Why? Because that's what God would have me to do. Even in our own ministry, there are times where I have to correct those, amen, that are not falling in line. Why? We need correction. We need guidance. But we have to be open to receive that, amen?
Amen.
We have to stop being on the sidelines, being on the side of I-95. We have to stop being the beggars. Yes, he wants us to cry out at times. Yes, he will remind us that our faith will make us whole. Yes, he will remind us that he took those stripes for us, and because of those stripes, we are healed. But once we come into that revelation and we come into the knowledge of all these things, what are we planning on doing with it? I'm going to tell you what the beggar did. Amen. When the beggar received his sight, he started praising God. When the beggar received his sight, others, this happened, they start praising God. He started following Christ. This is what the Bible is saying. This is what God is instructing. He's instructing us to follow Christ. Once we come into the revelation that we've been delivered from some things, amen, I was blind, but now I see. Now when you know better, you do better. Once you come into the revelation of that thing, it's time for you to get up and praise God.
Amen.
But see, watch this, saints. There's a twist to that thing. Don't just praise him once he delivered you. Praise him in spite of. Praise him because he's God and God all by himself. Praise him not because you desire to have something. I was listening to the prophetess last night explain to the people, it's time out for praising God so that we can receive something. It's time for us to praise God, amen, come on now, just when you thought I wasn't paying no mind. It's time for you not to praise God because you wanted something from him or you needed to be delivered from something. It's time to praise God because he's your creator. It's time to praise God because he's delivered you. Amen. It's time to praise God because he set free some things. It's time to praise God because the enemy has no room. Come on now. It's time to praise God for all of the things that are going on around you. If you are able to say something to me, that means you have a voice. If you're able to speak with that voice, that means you can praise God. Come on now. And if you're able to speak with that voice, that means he allowed you to say some things. It's time for us to start giving God some glory.
Hello. Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It's time out. Even the beggar that fell along the road, amen, when he received his sight, began to praise God. We are some selfish folk. Because as much as we ask of the Father and as much as he delivers,
Jesus,
we are still not satisfied.
Amen. Never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. And then we ask the people, why is it that I keep praying for this? Now, watch it. I'm gonna help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You have all of these what we call prophet liars, amen, instead of prophesying.
Oh, wow.
I need you to go to that car lot and lay your hands on that car and just cry out to Jesus three times. I'm going to help you out. That ain't nothing of God. He didn't tell you nowhere in the Bible to lay your hands on something and call his name three times. To me, that's a demonic thing. To me, that's some witchcraft. To me, that is not like God. Now, if I'm wrong, you can cry out to God. Just don't bring it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Pray and ask God for a new revelation.
Jesus.
But it's time for us to come out of that type of mindset. When you ask God to give you a car, amen, maybe he put in a bus route that goes right by your house. Or maybe he decided to have someone bless you and give you a used car. Oh, I keep asking God for this brand new car, the new smell. And I mean, people get ridiculous and they get in detail about this thing. So stop being that type of beggar. Amen?
My Lord.
Stop being the beggar that you know. You know what? I thank you, Jesus, because I still have a car. It may not be what I want, Lord God, but I'm still moving around. It's time for us, amen, to take off the blinders and be able to see what God is doing all around us. Amen? And find it not robbery to give God some glory when he's moving in someone else's life and not yours. Thank God for what he's doing in your brother's and your sister's life.
Amen.
You have no idea if that is where your blessing is tied up in. I was speaking with Brother Brooks today. I was online and he said, Pastor, I just stopped by your Facebook page. I just wanted to say hello to you. And I told him that the ministry has its building now and all of the beautiful things that God is doing in my life. And he said, I thank God for moving for you, Pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
I remember speaking to my sister today. All I did was text her, I need you to pray, Pastor. And I'm reminded that she said that God is God and God all by himself. All we need to do is believe, amen? All we need to do is trust in God.
Thank you, Lord.
But I also stated to her that the enemy is defeated and he has no room, that I'm still going to do my Father's bidding. And that is where we need to be, amen? We need to, amen? It says in the subject, it was, I was blind, but now I see. When God has manifested himself to you and you see the glory of God, it's time for us to keep those blinders where they are, amen? Throw them in the garbage. Put them away. Recognize what God is doing at this time, at this 11th hour. Realize that we are not to sit on the sidelines anymore, but we are to be doers, amen, not just hearers of the word, but doers of his word. It's time for us to start begging God for things, amen, and start giving God some glory. It's time for us to start putting each other down, amen, and start lifting each other up. I promise you there were some convictions on the inside on yesterday evening. Time out, amen. The blind man called to Jesus, the son of David. Now, this was a titling of the Messiah. This means that he understood that Jesus was, amen, was the long-awaiting Messiah. A poor and blind beggar could see that Jesus was the Messiah, but here we sit right in our good old selves and will not open the bread of life. We would not cry out to Jesus. Some of us even say, there is no God. How dare you? A blind man had enough faith to believe that this was the Christ. A blind man had enough faith to know that when he passed by, I'm going to cry out to him. If I can have my way just for a moment, a lot of you would sit right there in your church home, feel the presence, know that the anointed ones are around you worshiping and won't part your lips. my Lord. You won't have anything to say. Now, is this fair? Is this fair to God? The word reminds us that we are to pray in season and out of season, and that his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So why is it that the blind man is able to believe in the Messiah, and here we sit right here and don't bother with it? My Lord.
Blind and can see. Jesus.
My Lord. Now, while the religious leaders who saw this miracle happening right there in front of them now, this miracle right in front of them, his identity was still refused. They still did not want to recognize him as the Messiah. Sometimes when God delivers us from our circumstances, we still don't want to honor him. We still don't want to give God the glory. But he said that we are to give him the glory in all that we do. Amen?
Amen.
They see these leaders and all of the people that were running the temples, amen, and the ones that were walking behind him. Although they were there, they still didn't want to acknowledge him. But I'm going to serve you notice, amen, before you go on to glory, there is a judgment day. And before you, amen, leave from the presence, you're going to have to acknowledge him, amen?
Amen.
You're going to have to make sure that you're giving God some glory. It's every knee shall bend and every tongue shall confess.
He is Lord. Amen. That's the word.
I remember talking to an atheist. And she said, oh, man, oh, my God. And I said, wait a minute. What did you just say? Said, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. Wait a minute, I can't believe you're crying out to my Father.
Okay, the one that you don't acknowledge. My
Amen?
Lord.
Amen? There are times that we have to be careful of what we're saying, amen, because now you're saying you don't believe in this God, yet and still you're crying out to this God. My Father has a way of bringing you back, and I thank God for it. So as we're walking by in our daily walk, amen, and we're realizing that we were blind at one point, but now that God has shown us some things, now that God has manifested himself in our lives, it's time for us to start doing what's right by his word. It's time for us to step out, amen, and get out of our comfort zone, because once you were blind and now you see, amen, if you have that much faith to believe in a God that you've never seen, it's time for us to put those things, amen, to work.
My Lord.
It's time for us to stop having fillers in our lives. It's time for those things to be able to move forth. It's time for us to be able to put this word to action, amen. We don't want this word to just be a noun, to just be known about somebody. We want our word to be an action. We need it to be a verb, amen. We need to make sure that the people are hearing what God will have them to hear. We need to make sure that they're not just begging, amen, that once God has delivered them from their situation, or once that miracle has shown up in their lives, it's time for them to step up, amen. It's time for them to not to just stay down at the bottom. See, this beggar didn't just stay down. He had enough faith that when they told him who was coming through the streets to cry out to God, but not only did he know that once he cried out, he knew that now that I can see, I can praise him.
My Lord.
It's time for us to start praising God. It's time for us to start moving through our situations. Once he delivers you, it's time for you to get up off your good old selves and do what he would have you to do. Now, none of you can sit and say that, well, I really don't know what my purpose in life is. I don't know what it is I'm supposed to be doing.
Testifying of his goodness.
Jesus. Just the simple things that he's delivered you from.
Yes, Lord.
I remember speaking with Deacon King, and I stated to him that this kids in motion, amen, this ministry that you have, this idea that you're designing, this is a gift from God. This is a purpose of your life. Some of us receive the purpose of our life, yet we don't put it to action, amen. Brother Sean Shipp, amen, God has blessed him with the catering, amen. And in doing so, it's time for him to use that food and that feeding of the community to bring the people in. We have a desire. We have a destination for the people. We have a purpose, amen, in our lives. It's up to us to use those gifts to bring the people in. It's time for us to stop begging God on the side of the road. But once we begged him and he set us free in our situations, it's time for us to do something about it. I'm helping somebody out. I'm going to continue to go over and over this message until you get it, because I don't think you got it yet. I was blind, but now I see, amen. I was in the world. I was not a saved vessel, but now that I'm a willing vessel, now that I'm a child of God, I can see everything clear. I can see when the enemy is coming. I can see when the storms are raging. I can see when this flesh is not doing me any good. Come on, somebody, why? Because I can see God, my Messiah has walked through my streets. My Messiah has heard me begging. My Messiah has heard me crying. My Messiah has set me free. Glory.
Hello. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. The Bible tells me that Jesus said, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He wasn't having faith in himself. He was having faith in the Christ. He knew that man couldn't do it, because if man was able to restore his sight, it would have already been done.
Lord.
If man was able to deliver you from your circumstances, there would be no reason that you would need to pray out to God. I thank God for the woman of God giving her the vision, amen, that we are having a prayer conference and not a prayer breakfast as usual. Because there's some teaching that needs to be done about prayer and faith, amen. We need to know that God is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can imagine. We've heard the preacher say that, amen, and we've heard the preacher say that religiously, but do we believe that? I'm reminded of the woman that had the issue with blood, amen. Just reading off in this, I'm reminded, amen. She probably was sitting at her home with a whole bunch of curlers in her head, kicked back and just having problems, amen. Because she knew that if she came out in the public bleeding the way she was bleeding, it was considered a sin. She couldn't even touch anybody. Why? Because if a woman was in that way, she was considered dirty, unworthy. Come on now, somebody. She was unclean. She was not worthy to be amongst the people. But because she heard of this fire, because she heard of his mercy, because she heard of his deliverance, she was insistent. I can see her probably standing in her doorway saying, okay, on the march, get set and go. And as soon as the man was walking through the streets, she took off. Come on now.
Amen.
All of the people in her area knew about her situation. But how many of you know that even when somebody knows about your situation, that doesn't mean you're supposed to sit on the sideline and be like a beggar and just cry. Amen. It's about you reaching God. It's about you pressing your way. Come on now.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That woman knew that she needed some healing on the inside. If I could just help you out, Pastor McCray knew she needed some healing on the inside. So what did she do? She turned her back on man and she ran for Christ. Come on now. There's going to be some men that are standing in your way, but it's up to you to get them people out of your way and get Christ right before your face.
My Lord, amen. Press your way. Thank you, Jesus.
Man will hold you down and keep you from getting what God will have for you.
Lord.
When man says no, God says yes. When man says maybe I'll think, God still says yes. But it's up to you to make sure that you're living right. It's up to you to make sure your lifestyle is that of Christ-like. Amen?
Amen.
This woman knew that as long as I could just touch Jesus,
as long as I can just touch the hem, boom, glory. If I can just touch the hem, some of you don't know the hem probably was just about a half inch big.
My Lord.
Well, here this man probably stood almost 6 feet tall.
Jesus.
Just the hem. When she got to impressing her way and moving all of these men folk, because you know it wasn't none but men all around him. But when she got to him, he felt the life draining out of him. Huh? When you got faith, you can operate anything.
Amen.
She had faith operating at this time. She believed that if she touched him, everything will be all right. Everything will be made whole. If you just know that if you allow God to come into your presence, if you let God just dwell right where you are, everything will be all right.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Ah, glory.
I thank God for my help on this night. It's time for you to, amen, get out of the presence of your enemy, because your enemy is keeping you down like the beggar. If you get yourself out of the way of the enemy won't be able to keep you down. But when God gets ready to wipe through your streets, you better be prepared to hold on to his garment. You better be prepared to hold on to his unchanging hand.
Yes.
Glory.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
He is preparing us. He's equipping us. He's surrounding us with people that are just like him. But because you don't have your blinders, Lord, you're able to see the enemy. Come on now.
Amen.
Once you were blind and now you can see. Why? Because you allow God to come in on the inside. Because he is a knowing and seeing all God. There is nothing that the enemy can trick him with. He may be able to fool us. Why? Because we're still in the natural. But if we allow God to come on the inside and allow the Holy Spirit to operate, see, the Holy Spirit is what helps you take those blinders off. When you allow the Holy Spirit on the inside, just like the Holy Spirit was used to illustrate the Bible. Come on now. When you allow the Holy Spirit to dictate some things on the inside, the enemy doesn't have any room on the outside. Come on now.
My
Jesus.
Lord.
Once I was blind, but now I see. I can see the enemy. I can see those that are not for me. But then if I can just take this a step further, even when you see the enemy, even when you see those that are not for you, love and kindness will I draw. Oh, come on now. Love and kindness will I draw. What will he draw? What will you draw?
Hmm.
They don't like Pastor McCray. Who is they? The enemy. The enemy. What does Pastor McCray do for the enemy? The Bible tells us that we are to pray for those that spitefully use us. You pray for them. The Bible tells us that we are able to be angry, but not allow that anger to perform sin. So what are you saying, Pastor? It's time for us to do what God would have us to do. It's time for us to recognize the vision. It's time for us to see the purpose that he's placed in our life. It's time for us to leave those blinders off and walk into the glory of God. It's time for us to help one another and not be a hindrance. It's time for us to stop begging God for those minute things that we really don't need. It's time for us to praise God in our trying times, in our tribulations, in our miracles, in our merciful times. It's time for us to give it all to God.
Recognize when God is doing something. When I've asked you, amen, have you ever been blind, but now you see? There are times where you thought you couldn't see your way out of a problem, but now you can't even remember what that problem was about. That's enough for you to give it all to God. What's all of you, your praise, your worship, your dedication, your understanding, your all in all to God. It's time. We don't want to, I'm not ready to turn myself over yet. I'm not ready to give it all to God right now. I believe if I do this, I'm going to miss out something. I believe if you don't do it, you're going to miss out on something. It's called eternal life.
Oh, eternal life, amen.
You will miss out on the goodness of Jesus. You will miss out on the goodness of the eternal life, the milk and the honey and the flourishings of his land. Amen?
Yes, Jesus.
Once you know better, you do better. It's time for us to get ourselves together. It's time for us to get our houses together. It's time for us to come together as a community. It's not about my church. It's not about your church. It's not about the church down the street. It's not about the mega church around the corner, but it's all about God's business. And God has shown himself to us time and time again, but we keep those blinders on, and the enemy keeps knocking us in the side of our necks and busting us in the back of our head because we will not allow God to show us the things that are all around us. So therefore, we stay right where the enemy would have us. But if you take them blinders off and allow God to operate in your life, watch how God will set you free. Oh, glory.
Lord, amen. That's the truth, Pastor.
It's time for us to get free from our good old selves.
Yes.
It's time. It's time to take off your blinders. It's time to stop begging God. It's time. Ask if you will. But once you ask, leave it with God. Trusting and believing and having all faith that he's able to do it. Don't be repetitive. Don't be redundant. Don't continue to go over and over and over and over. Because if you're going over like that, maybe it's time for you to examine yourselves. Find out why I'm not receiving the futation, the manifestation. Why am I not operating the way I know I could be? Get yourself in line. You don't have to go to the preacher, amen, to find out what's going wrong. You don't have to go to the evangelist to find out what's going wrong in your own life. Examine yourself. And allow your purpose to be known. Allow the things that God has blessed you with to be seen. He needs to get the glory. Amen? We need to press our way like the woman with the issue of blood. We need to believe that as long as we have him in our midst, there is nothing too hard for God. We need to believe in that. So at this time, my brothers and my sisters, you are no longer blind. You will be able to see anything coming your way. When you go on your jobs or you go home tonight after hearing this word, go home and tell the people that you are no longer blind, that now you see. Just take a moment and think back into your lives and what is it that God has actually done in your life, the manifestations that he has shown you. There are some things that he's delivered you from, and you can't even remember it. You're so used to God doing and doing and doing that when he actually moved you from a situation, you can't even remember. It's time out, saints. It's time to shout to the cows come home.
And if I can do one little better, it's time for you to shout and praise God until you go on to the eternal life. It's time for us to step up and praise God in spite of. It's time for us to cry out to God in spite of. It's time, saints. It's time. That's all that Christ wants from us. He wants us to be able to praise him and when we're going through our problems and without ceasing. We need to get ourselves together. It's time. God wants us to be a whole people. He wants us to be a faithful people unto him. He wants us to continue to work. He wants us to continue to help one another. He wants us to continue to do his bidding. So it's time out, saints. If you want God to do something in your life and you want him to do it now, this is the time. If you want God to deliver you from your circumstances and you feel a pulling and a tugging, it's because God is calling on you. If you could just meditate with me and repeat after me if you're ready for God to come and sit a spell with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we're repenting of all sins known and unknown to us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking that you come into our lives and dwell in our hearts. We're asking of you at this time, God, to use us for your purpose. Manifest yourself to us, dear God. Use us, mold us. Mold our lips, Lord God, because we are mere clay.
If I told you,
Lord, at this time we're saying yes to you. We're saying yes to your will and yes to your way. Lord, we're asking that you continue to keep us. We're asking that you continue to deliver us. We're asking that you continue to give us the strength to praise you. Lord, even if my lips can't part and our tongue can't move, let us have a praise in our heart for you, God. A yearning, a desire to serve you, God. Lord, let us be another brick in your community. Let us be solid and firm and planted, God. Lord, let our community come together, God. Let someone see your victory within me, God, and desire you. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity for allowing your bread of life to become a part of our lives. Lord, Pastor McCray, I thank you, God. I thank you for your deliverance in my body. I thank you for deliverance in my mind. I thank you for deliverance in this ministry. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to cry out to you for someone else, God. Lord, we're asking that you go into the jailhouse, God, and free the innocent. But most of all, God, I'm asking that you save the unsaved and have just on the just, God. Lord, someone is laying in a hospital bed, not knowing where they're going to go when they're released. I'm asking, God, that you provide shelter. I'm asking, Lord God, that you provide food. Some family is hungry right now, God. There's a husband, Lord God, that's wailing on his wife right now, God. There's a husband or a boyfriend in the streets right now, God, selling drugs and believing that he's all that he can be, God. We're asking that you give them a changed mind, a changed heart, a changed understanding. Lord, we're asking that you make them the head, God, and not the tail, above and not beneath, Lord God. Because you said, Lord God, if we ask you, God, that you'll give us the desires of our heart, God. But we know that we need to line up with your word, God. We know that we need to have us to do, God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, with the authority that you've given me, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, and I'm telling you, God, that I want you to continue to dwell in my life, that I want you to continue to give me the words you would have for your people. I want you to continue to show me the way, God. Continue to have a vision for me, God. Continue to have me cry out to you, God. Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, anything you would have me to do, God. Any way you would have used me, God. Use me, Lord God. Use me, Jesus. Use me to bring your people to you, God. Use me to do your way, God. Use me, God. Lord, I'm asking at this time that we allow these prayers to be sealed with the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Amen. For those of you that are desiring personal prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 888-339-6568. Know that God loves you, and all he desires of you is that you live right. All he desires of you is that you be saved. All he desires of you is that you be made whole again. He doesn't want it to restrict you. He doesn't want to take anything from you. He wants you to live a righteous life, a holy life. He wants you to take the blinders off. He wants you to be able to say, I was blind, but now I see. He wants you to have faith in him, like the beggar had in him, to be able to deliver you from your circumstances. This is what God wants of you. This is what God desires of you. He wants you to operate in the purpose that he's planted over your life. He wants you to stand in the midst. He wants you to be able to cry out to him for somebody else. It's time. It's time for us to stand up together to do his bidding. God is requiring more of us. Jesus. He wants to do these things for us. Jesus.
Don't be afraid of men in the faces. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Jesus.
He said, I'm calling you out of your dry places.
I'm listening to the song when the songwriters say, I'm calling you out of your dry places. It's time for us to come in. It's time for us to get off the streets, amen. The beggar was able to stand up when he was able to see again. When God delivered him from his circumstances, he got up. It's time for us as saints to get up. It's time for us to join forces together and serve the enemy notice, amen. It's time for us to do what God would have us to do. Come on, saints, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for each and every one of you callers finding it not robbery to join in, amen, and break bread with us on this day. Father God, Lord, as we go our separate ways, God, as we leave this place on this blog talk tonight, but not your presence, God, we ask that you continue to rule and reign in our lives. Continue to be the leader of our hearts, God. Continue to direct our path, God. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, God. And we're depending on you, Lord God, to see us through all of our circumstances. But most of all, God,
We're desiring to cry out to you. We're desiring to worship you. We're desiring to keep you, God. We're desiring to bless your holy name, Lord God. We desire more of you, God. We thank you for the opportunity, God. We thank each and every caller. We thank those in advance that will soon succumb to us. We thank you. We know that it is only God that is able to do all these things. We know, Lord God, that you cannot fail. We know that you will not fail. We know that you'll move us through anything. We know that you'll deliver us through anything. Lord God, I ask that you continue to look after Pastor Fool. Amen. I ask that you continue to look over New Jerusalem, Lord God. I ask that you continue to direct their path, Lord God. Lord, I'm asking that you look over my grandmother as she's laying on her sickbed, God. Only you and you alone are able to do all things, God. You said you're able to do it, God, and I trust and believe it, God. I have the faith that the beggar had. I have the faith that the woman had with the issue of blood, Lord God, and I have the faith of the mustard seed. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless and govern and guide International Prayer Center. Lord, I'm asking that you continue to look over Sister Ford. I'm asking that you continue to look over Sister Breeze. I'm asking that you continue to bless Brothership. Continue to bless the ministry of Pastor Lewis. Lord, I ask that you look over right now Prophetess Freeman. Lord, I'm asking that you just keep Reverend Thompson lifted up and Reverend Cook lifted up, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the associations that I'm a part of, God, the Women Fellowship of Pastors, God. Lord God, the African-American Council of Christian Clergy. I thank God for them, God. I thank God for Lady Taylor. Lord, all of the saints that are making it possible for us to move forth in you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you for every event that you're putting on, God, so that we are able to grow, Lord God, and able to minister the gospel unto your people, Lord. We tell you, thank you, God. Lord, we know that there is nothing too big or too small that you're able to do, God. So we thank you for the opportunity, God. We thank you, Lord God, for dwelling in our lives. But again, Lord God, as we go our separate ways, but not your presence. We just tell you to continue to keep us covered, God. And I, Dr. Priscilla E. McCray, will be able to see you soon in all your glory. Amen, amen, and amen. I thank you, callers, for joining us tonight and being able to break bread with us. We thank you for finding it not robbery to taking a part of what God is doing in our lives at International Prayer Center and joining us on this call with interceding is what I do. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We couldn't thank you enough. We are truly grateful for each and every one of you. Most of all, we're truly grateful of what God is doing in our lives. God has blessed International Prayer Center with a building of worship, and we thank God for the hands that are coming forth and putting together this ministry, a ministry designed by God's very own heart. Amen. And we look forward to joining forces with other ministries because we do not stand alone in the building of God's kingdom. Amen. It does not just take International Prayer Center. It takes all the saints of God to come together. We look forward to working with the Curly House. We look forward to continuing to work with Feed the Communities of Broward. Amen. We look forward to doing God's business and doing the bidding on God's behalf. We thank God for you all, saints. Feel free to stop by our website and, again, leave us some words of encouragement. Keep us prayed up. Keep the enemy at bay. Let him know that he has no room. Let him know that God already has the victory. Let him know that God stated that we didn't have to fight the battle. Amen. Because the battle is already won. as you go forth in God on this week, remember to tell yourselves and others that I was blind, but now I see. Thank God for you, and thank God for me. Amen? Continue to have us before the throne room at all times, saints, because prayer is much needed. Remember that God said that we are above and not beneath. That means the enemy is at our feet. Amen? Continue to have us pray. And as we join you next week, same time, same place, with interceding is what I do. God bless you, callers. Good night.